Better not, but I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list.
All right, here we go. 8 o'clock hour of the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hackelow, along with Lisa Zisian, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. We do it every week at this time with David Snell over at AxSmart IT in Pembroke. We're going to be talking about Santa Claus coming to town. It is the 24th of December, after all, and Santa's going to be making his way. And we want to talk to you on how you can help track Santa and have some fun with the kids. It's so fun to think about when Santa comes and everything that you need to get ready. And that means getting those carrots and the turnip ready for the reindeer to make sure that they have something to eat, and getting the cookies and milk ready for Santa. And then kind of look up to the sky and say, hey, where's Santa? And you know how you can have some more fun doing that? Is with the help of NORAD, as we're getting ready for their annual Santa tracking mission. And David is with us now. David, good morning.
Good morning again, Rob.
Hey, oh. Much better. Okay. All right, so Santa is getting ready to come down from the North Pole. And so, once again, NORAD has their mission ahead of them.
They absolutely do. And just so that everyone knows, right now, Santa is over San Vicente, Saipan, delivering gifts over the Mariana Islands. He's already delivered 699 million gifts and counting up fast. So you can see NORAD Santa and .org in full swing right now, tracking Santa around the world.
Oh, that's great. Oof. All right, so have some fun. This is great. This is something, Lisa, you can do with the kids as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have some fun, you know, figuring out where Santa is, because I imagine they got to be pretty excited, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. They ask me every day, is it Christmas? Is it not yet?
You know, Santa's coming.
Learning to count down. Yeah, but they are truly excited, and it has been so fun. So this will be a lot of fun to show them today.
Got to be good. Yes. Santa, you know, Santa's going to bring you a gift.
Sure.
I've had to threaten a few phone calls to the big guy,
just to keep them in line. All right, so let's talk about, because this is something, you know, that we've been doing, NORAD's been doing for a long time. In fact, how far back does this go, David?
You know, this year marks the 65th anniversary of NORAD Santa. Started back in the mid-1950s after a Sears and Roebuck newspaper ad instructed kids to call Santa directly, but misprinted the phone number, which was actually the number for the on-duty crew commander for the Continental Air Defense Command Operations Center. That was the predecessor to NORAD.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Colonel Harry Shoup rose to the occasion, assigned a couple of the airmen there to help answer the phone, and ho-ho-ho their way through the delight of children who called in.
Wow. That's a great story. And again, think about that. It's that old Sears connection still in there, the Sears catalog. They got it wrong. And so the number's off, and so they're calling the predecessor to NORAD. And so, thankfully, you're right, the Colonel Shoup and the rest of the crew there were able to...
Had a lot of holiday spirit.
Yeah, had a lot of holiday spirit, and were able to make kids quite happy.
Exactly right. So the interesting thing, today NORAD tracks Santa website receives about 9 million unique visitors and from 200 countries and territories, and volunteers field more than 140,000 phone calls in the Santa hotline and responds to 12,000 emails, which I think it's really fascinating that they have more than 1,250 Canadian and American uniformed personnel and Department of Defense civilians volunteering their time just today on December 24th. To answer all these calls that flood them in from around the world.
Oh, that's something. And it's just amazing, too, how, as we see over the years, the technology has changed. I mean, you know, sending an email and tracking online, I think it's so neat.
Yep, and your mobile phones, now you can track this on Alexa. If you have an Alexa-enabled device, you can track Santa through the Alexa skill. And there's also an official Windows 10 app, of course, because Microsoft is one of the sponsors of NORADSanta.org.
Got it. NORADSanta.org. NORADSanta.org. Definitely remember that. I know that we'll be checking in with NORAD Santa a lot today in the house
Santa gets closer.
Yes, yes.
This is fun, and it's great, you know, to have some fun and to play some of those games as well, and to learn a little bit about the world and just to have some excitement and to bring the magic. To the evening. So a lot of fun. David, again, NORADSanta.org is the website. And David Snell, we love doing this every year as we get ready for the annual Santa tracking mission and NORAD.
Well, exactly. Great. And the website's been updated a lot this year. Mm. If you log in now, you're going to see Santa actually traveling over the continents that he's delivering gifts to. It's really very cool.
Yeah, love it. Well, thank you, David. Merry Christmas to you and all the elves over there at Act Smart. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Thank you.
Thank you, David. That's David Snell over at Act Smart RT with our Tech Talk segment as we are tracking Santa, getting ready for Christmas 2019. Headed for Papua New Guinea in about 4 minutes from now.